Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Abra Bakery and Daily Bistro. Abra is this little Ukrainian-owned cafe in the Lincoln Park area of Chicago that I recently went to. My friends Barry and Mike live around the corner, and they have talked about it to me a couple times. And I happened to be nearby the other week, and I was immediately blown away by the hospitality, like from the moment I walked in the door. Abra opened earlier this year, and they serve everything from fresh baked bread to pastries and full-on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was very hard to choose one thing because everything looked so good. I ended up trying a carbonara croissant, and I also had a small mezze platter. I just picked around at all these things. And then for drinks, this was a very hard decision, so I got two and sipped on both separately. The first one I got was a banana coffee, which sounds maybe weird, maybe delicious. They created it as a mini latte, and then they put this thin banana flavored foam looking stuff on top. It was really good. And then I also had a wild berry matcha. Also very good. Abra is owned by a Ukrainian couple who also owns a place a couple doors down called Soloway Coffee. And Soloway Coffee, fun fact, they roast their coffee in Ukraine, and they even have some cafes in Ukraine as well. Soloway Roastery is the first in Ukraine to receive permission to export specialty coffee to the US. So that's pretty cool. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. All right, up next is Marti. Marti is an online shopping site for pantry, beauty, and home goods. I'm obviously here for the pantry products. So I recently read about Marti in an Eater article, I believe, or some article, and the writer was saying it was an online store for discounted fancy snacks and pantry staples. Clearly I was in. Marti, when I looked into it a little further, was founded by two women to help families save money on groceries. Nice promise. They also mention how they are looking to reduce food waste, which I appreciate that cause as well. They have a bunch of great brands that are likely in your cabinet already and that you see in anywhere from your everyday grocery stores to some more high-end grocery stores, but they partner with those brands because a lot of these brands have overstock that certain stores won't take, but Marti does. And so they sell them to you, us, for like 40 to 70% off. So check out Marti, M-A-R-T-I-E. You don't need a membership. You don't need a subscription. I will caution you that I had to cut myself off at like five items, mainly because I have a problem when it comes to buying and trying new food products. So once again, you can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up is a Rachel Ray hot dog recipe. So if you are new to the Beyond the Plate platform and don't know this, by day, I work full-time with Rachel Ray. I've worked with her for many, many years in her culinary operations. And so that's why I'm sharing a Rachel Ray hot dog recipe. I recently had to do a recipe test for an upcoming event that we have. And I'm sorry, I can't tell you exactly what the recipe is yet, but I'm using this moment to tell you this. For the first time in a long time, Rachel will actually have a booth, her own food booth, serving food at New York City Wine and Food Festival's Blue Moon Burger Bash 2.0, presented by Pat LaFrieda Meats, hosted by Brooklyn Beckham and Rachel Ray. Leave it to founder and festival director Lee Schrager to squeeze that many names into one event title. And yes, you heard me right, a hot dog at a burger bash. We're just here to keep you on your toes, people. But if you stick around to the end of this episode, I'll give you another little hint of what's going on with that hot dog. And maybe I'll share the recipe soon. I will add links to the festival and the burger bash event in the show notes. Next up in the social impact space is One Love Community Fridge. One Love Community Fridge is a nonprofit that works to connect, empower, and engage the community through education and providing access to fresh, healthy food with no stigma. I don't remember who first mentioned this organization, they're based in Brooklyn, to me, but it's popped up on my radar a couple times lately. And it was one of the first nonprofit organizations that I made note of when we started Herd. One Love Community Fridge works to eradicate hunger and food insecurity by providing access to fresh foods and nutrition education. They have a design-centered solution that makes it easy to implement in various cities. So hopefully you'll be seeing these pop up in various cities very soon. They engage communities to participate in local action to end food insecurity and eliminate the stigma associated with hunger. Big fan of all these projects, however big or small, especially when they have plans to grow. So check out One Love Community Fridge. Next up is my food recap from a recent trip that I took to Austin. I definitely feel like I've given Austin a lot of love on this podcast, and I have because I like it there. So I'm going to breeze through this really quick to share some of the places that we ate at recently in Austin. The first night we got there, we ate at CT. We've featured CT on the podcast, spelled S-I-T-I. They have an incredible chef, Chef Layla, who heads up CT. She has a couple restaurants in Austin. CT's a Southeast Asian restaurant. We had this beautiful table out back and had a smorgasbord of food ranging from a crab fried rice to a laksa to a couple different curry dishes, rice noodle dishes, crudos, rotis, really delicious meal at CT. The next morning, we finally made it to Franklin Barbecue, and what an experience it was. If you haven't been to Franklin because you don't want to wait in a line, I would encourage you to wait in the line. Franklin's barbecue is 10 out of 10, A plus. We had everything ranging from Aaron Franklin's brisket to pork ribs and beef ribs, turkey, sausage. It was an incredible experience. Such delicious barbecue. Highly suggest it. Later that afternoon, checked out Rockman Bakery. Pastry chef and owner Amanda Rockman used to be in Chicago, well known for her Bosque cake that was on the menu at the Bristol restaurant, but has done some incredible things since then. She's now in Austin, and Rockman Bakery's on the east side right across from La Barbecue. Amanda has an amazing coffee program there, as well as different pastries and baked goods ranging from sweet and savory type things, but I got a couple boxes of different things. Oh, I had this pimento scone. I just remembered that was really delicious. Anyway, we had a tangerine cake, a couple cookies, some really good stuff. Highly suggest checking out Rockman Bakery on the east side. A little bit later that afternoon, I checked out Desnudo Coffee. Desnudo Coffee has come highly recommended by a couple folks that I know in the coffee industry. And I went with my go-to, which is a cortado. And I also tried an iced dirty chai, which if you're not aware, is a chai latte with a shot of espresso in it. The team at Desnudo is amazing, super knowledgeable and passionate about their craft. So if you're near one of the Desnudo coffee locations, highly suggest you checking it out. And last but not least, I had KG's barbecue, but I had KG's barbecue at ACL Music Festival. A friend had suggested KG's barbecue. It's an Egyptian guy that moved to Austin from Cairo because he fell in love with the barbecue. He calls himself the Egyptian cowboy, and I had one of his lamb bowls served over rice with this baladi salad, which is a traditional Egyptian salad. Had some candy nuts and pomegranate seeds on there. So excited to go back to Austin. Well, I'm always excited to go back to Austin, but kind of want to see more of what KG's barbecue has to offer. One last thing before I leave you, Fritos. If you have a couple tablespoons of crumbs left at the bottom of that Fritos bag, try dumping them on a salad that you're eating. It gives it this corny crunch that mimic croutons a little bit, but a little more flavor, quite frankly. Or you can even use those crushed up Fritos as a topping to a hot dog. Wink, wink. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.